Today we welcome Jesse Walker from News Channel 2 on the telephone. Of course, your weather man extraordinaire who you hear every day on this station. Jesse, good morning. Thanks for talking with us today.
Well, you're quite welcome. Good morning to you as well.
Well, I reached out to Jesse because I just point blank told him we're missing him, man. We're missing you.
Yeah, we've had some problems. You know, those of you who watch NBC and ABC from our television station, we've had a tremendous outpouring of you know, support from folks, and we appreciate everyone's patience. But I can give you a real quick basic idea of what happened. Up on our tower, about 850 feet up on the tower, is the antenna. There was a serious problem that developed in the antenna Tuesday night. That's not something our people can handle. We had to get a tower crew, came in from Tulsa, Oklahoma. They arrived yesterday morning, but the problem is you can't climb up on the tower when there's a threat of lightning and rain. So they were up briefly yesterday, couldn't do a lot. Now today, with the weather improved, they plan to go up. And they're literally going to take the antenna off. The thing is about 60 feet tall, and it weighs about 7,000 pounds, so this is not a simple process. But they'll lower the antenna that's up there. They'll lower it down, put it on a flatbed, haul it away. We have a temporary antenna, which will be hoisted back up and mounted. Once that's up, and we think that could happen by later today, the tower crew will probably put in a long day today. We think that could happen by late today. That will put us back on the air, but I want to explain that antenna is not the same. It's going to be a lower power. So even though we're going to be on the air, we'll probably not be broadcasting to the complete viewing area, but a lot of the area, and the cable companies and the satellite companies should be able to pick us up and get people back on the air. Real quick, if you pick us up by antenna, that antenna is only going to broadcast one channel, so we're going to put the ABC on the sub-channel. So later today or tomorrow at the latest when we get this done, if you're looking for ABC, you're going to have to go to 2.2. 2.1 will be NBC, 2.2 will be ABC, and the cable companies and satellite companies should take care of redirecting that for you anyway. But again, the plan is by late today or tomorrow at the latest, we should be broadcasting on the temporary antenna. Later on, we're going to get a brand new antenna, and we're actually going to put it all the way up on the top of the tower. That may involve even using a helicopter to remove the old top tower and put a new one on. But that's down the road somewhere, and when that's done, we should be bigger and better than ever, a brand new antenna up on top of our tower. But again, we appreciate everyone's patience with us, and Dwayne, like I say, the hope is by late today we should be broadcasting at least with the temporary antenna, tomorrow at the latest, and people should be able to start picking us up again, because I know it's been a problem not having NBC and ABC.
You got that right. You know, last night I was looking for the Gong Show. I love the new version of the Gong Show, man. They're doing a great job with that show on ABC.
Oh, I know. People are missing that. And I can tell you, like, if you're waiting to watch, like, the noon or the 5 o'clock show, we are still broadcasting those shows. We're streaming them live on our website. You go to mywabashvalley.com. They're usually condensed versions, but if you're still looking for the news at, say, 6 o'clock this evening, if we're not back on the airwaves as normal, we will stream the show live on our website. So we're still working, we're still doing it, but kind of doing it in a different fashion right now.
Sure, I understand fully. And, I appreciate you taking time to call in. I know a lot of people, I've saw the Facebook and social media posts, too. They're missing their NBC and ABC, and it's nice to be loved, isn't it, Jess?
Hey, you know, it is. We were talking last night at work about this, and I said it's one of those things you don't realize how much you miss something until you don't have it, and we're getting a lot of those comments about, I didn't realize how much I actually watched you guys and relied on you guys, and now you're not there. So, we apologize. It's way out of our control, but believe me, we've got people on the tower as I speak, and we're working hard to get it fixed.
Well, in the weather department, hey, can we say thank you very much and salute the good Lord above, because we have got an awesome weekend coming up, don't we?
How often do you get a weekend like this at the end of July? Typically, it's hot, it's humid, it's stormy. It is going to be beautiful. We're talking lows in the 50s at night, highs only around 80, and low humidity. I'll tell you what, you make plans to do something. We have got a beautiful weekend coming up.
We were at the baseball field last night. We're hosting a big 14U tournament, and we got game one in and half a game two, and then came the rain.
It just cut loose, didn't it?
An inch in about 20 minutes down way, Jess.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, I'll tell you, if you got games this weekend or anything, it's going to be, just one of those beautiful weekends with the sunshine. And I'll tell you what, Dwayne, I think even into next week, things look good. We're going to warm into the 80s, but it stays nice. And a lot of people have asked me, is the really hot weather over? I think the worst of the summer heat is over. We think the month of August is not going to be that bad on the temperature. So if you're not a fan of the real hot weather, you might like the way the summer wraps up for us.
Keep bringing that good news. We'll take it all day long, Jesse Walker.
You got it anytime.
Well, Jess, we look forward to getting you back on the air soon, man. Keep up the good work up there. And any further updates or anything we need to know about, feel free to give us a call and let us know, okay?
Will do. And again, hopefully later today, keep checking. Maybe we may be back on by late today.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Jesse Walker from News Channel 2, our guest. Always great to catch up.